So we were discussing the question of the classification of mitzamtim, right? Is it ma'aseh b'yadayim, garmi, or groma? I'll just summarize quickly where we're up to. We're discussing first just whether, assuming it's gram for the moment, whether it's groma or garmi. Right? We've seen that according to the Ra'ab, probably Tosos is groma. We've seen according to Rav Rishonim, it's probably garmi. We are in the midst of analyzing this according to the different opinions regarding what it is that differentiates between groma on the one hand and garmi on the other. So far, just to summarize what we've said, first, if it's bar yezeka, like the Ramban, like the Ran here, the Shittu Ran, if it's bar yezeka, so then clearly it makes sense to assume that what we have here in Mitzantan is garmi, right? Because it is bar yezeka. That was pretty easy. Then we got to the less clear, less obvious criterion. First was the criterion of the Ri, who atzma osa hezek, with an eye towards both of its understandings. First, the understanding of the Rosh and the Rashba. The idea is that you've exercised your will upon the chevetz and nizok as opposed to upon other things, and in Mela there was nezek. So we saw that, according to this, it's pretty compelling to assume that mitzamtim would be garmi, because here you do exercise your will, you actually do an act of a physical act, upon the behemoth that you're being mitzamtim, right? And that's exactly what the Rosh here says. The Rosh here says, v'sharehu mitzamtim behemto. What he means there is, this is also ma'aseh b'gufa davar. So that was the Rosh's approach. Now we were discussing the Me'iri's approach. What about according to the Me'iri? The Me'iri who held that the osa ma'aseh b'gufa davar, the hu atzma osa hezek, the idea is that you've done a ma'aseh hamafsid, as opposed to a ma'aseh which is not itself a ma'aseh hamafsid, but rather sort of prepares the way, paves the way, prepares the conditions for nezek to come from some other direction, right? Again, the nafkamina between those two, that it probably wouldn't be enough for the Me'iri if you were to act upon the chayfetz, if it was just an act of preparing the nezek to come from somewhere else. Whereas for the Rosh, that would be sufficient. So what do we say about the Me'iri? So I think the simplest thing to say for the Me'iri is, I skipped the whole section. I skipped the whole part, the Zman part. Garmi versus Grama, the distinction is, if the Totsah is Mi'ad, with the Maisa, with the completion of the Maisa, you have the Totsah, so then that's Garmi as opposed to Grama. So what do we have with regard to Mitzamtim? So here we said this, one could make the argument that this is Grama on this definition. If you say that, on the one hand, your Maisa, the act, terminates with the end of the Kfita, it's just the Kfita which is the Maisa, and you also require the Misa, that's the Totsah that we're charging you with, then you also require that happen upon the completion of the Maisa. So then you could say that at the time of my Kfita, the guy wasn't dead. So Mamela, it's not Garmi, it's Grama, because it's only La'achas Man. And in fact, the Piskei Arid did clearly say this. We'll actually get to that separately in the context which we'll come to. Alternatively, you could argue that it does meet the standard, and that could be for one of two reasons. One, you might say that the act of your act here does not terminate with the end of the act of time. So long as he's bound, he's still the target of your action, of your ongoing action. So if you say that, so then clearly you will say that you meet that criterion. Alternatively, you have the option of saying that, no, the end of the Maisa really is when you remove your hands, when you're no longer physically involved. But it's still sufficient as long as the process has started. The Nezek has started, maybe you might say the Misa has started. As long as that has started immediately, that will already be considered the Totsah being Miyad, and that will be therefore Garmi on this criterion. That itself, that was the Rosh, because the Rosh says that as far as Zman is concerned, so here you have it immediately. The Hezek Maska Miyad V'Holech V'Chazek, right? So that apparently the assumption there, which you wouldn't necessarily have known if you just saw the Rosh in all these other contexts, is that if you're talking about a Misa, so then it's sufficient actually that if you only have the beginning of the process, that's already sufficient. So that's just, I forgot to mention, I think that was what we discussed last time. So back to the Me'iri. So the simplest thing to say, if you're going in the Me'iri Ran idea, Ran and Bava Basra rather, as opposed to Sanhedrin, that Hu Atzma Osezik means that you've done an act of Hefsed as opposed to an act which prepares the way for Hefsed. So I think the simplest thing to say is that Mitzamtim really is not Garmi, it's Grama. It's Grama Baal. And that very well could be what the Ra'ah has in mind, and Rashi. Rashi, who says that the reason it's Grama is because Shemesh Katle. All you've done is allowed for the sun to kill. So if you're going with the Me'iri's understanding of what it is, make something Garmi versus Grama, I think the simplest thing to say here is what we were concluding with last time, that this is Grama, not Garmi. But what we ended up with was the possibility that perhaps you could say something else. And here, just to note, you had to say something else for the Me'iri, right? Because the Me'iri is pretty consistent about this being a shita regarding Garmi versus Grama, but he's also pretty explicit here, I mean, he says it outright, that he thinks Mitzamtem is Chayav Mishum Garmi. So it must be that there must be a way to view this, to understand, according to the Meiri's version 2, that this also meets the standard and therefore qualifies as Garmi. So I think we can offer two slightly different explanations why this might be. The first would be to suggest that, look, as a model, the case where I push somebody into spikes. So on the one hand, you might say, well, look, what was my activity? My activity, I pushed him. Happened to be that there were spikes. So he died in the end at the hands of the spikes. But that's not really my activity per se. You might say I was goreim his misa there, but it wasn't a misa reticha b'edayim. So that, I think, clearly we won't say. And why is that? Because the fact that there were spikes is a fact about the environment which is integrated into our assessment of what your activity was. In other words, it isn't just pushing, it's pushing him into spikes. So that what's going on in the situation, the environment, certain factors that exist in the environment, they become part of just the sort of the background within which your activity now integrates those elements and becomes part of it. So it's a dechifa l'toch ha-mayim. It's not just that you pushed, into the spikes. It's not just that you pushed him and there happened to be spikes there and, you know, you're goring his death. You pushed him into spikes. That's part of your activity. So you might say that here you might view, the heat of the sun as providing the context that defines the character of the activity. In other words, it provides a context wherein my act, the act of kfita, assumes a different character from an act of kfita in a vacuum. It's not just kfita that I'm doing here. I'm doing kfita hamazika. So it is an act of hefsed. I am being osa hezek here. I am doing the hefsed here because my act of kfita is working within a situation where there's dangerous exposure to the sun. Within that context, I'm tying him. So that's an act. We don't just say, well, I'm goreim, therefore I'm hezek ha'idei ha'sun. Just like I don't say, well, I'm goreim, you're hezek ha'idei the spikes. That is my act. I was dochei v'tocha spikes. So I'm kofes v'tocha chama, it's kfita hamazika. I think that's one possibility. And I think that you see something like this, but a little bit more mechudash, in Rabbeinu David. You know what, actually? I won't mention that. We'll have occasion to come back to that Rabbeinu David. That's one possibility. I think alternatively, you might say, it isn't that the kfita is defined as a maisa hamazik, that the act of kfita is an act of hezek. Really, the only osa hezek here is the sun. But perhaps, for the Meiri, the critical feature of grama, as opposed to garmi, is that it is an act, it's defined as an act which merely sets up, prepares the mazik, so that the mazik can then engage in doing hezek. So that you put the mazik in a position to do damage, as opposed to where your act is involved in not the stage of preparing the mazik, but rather in delivering the nezek sort of upon the nizok. Whether or not you're the person who's doing the hezek or not, but your act is involved in that stage of delivering the nezek upon the nizok. In other words, any case where you're just sort of being viewed as involved in a preparatory stage, you're preparing the mazik for it to do damage, as opposed to you're being involved in the stage wherein the nezek occurs, that's going to be grama. But as long as your act is assisting or is involved in the rendering of the nezek upon the nizok, so then even if it's not you who's sort of doing the nezek, the mirror would say that could be garmi too. So bringing nemiya, let's say, to the birds, to the shovach, right? By taking the sulam and pushing it to the shovach. Or shisa nachash, right? I provoke a snake or a lion to attack somebody else. So in those cases, you're viewed as being grama, just because all you're doing is setting up the mazik to be in a situation where he goes ahead on his own and sort of does maisa nezek. But with mitzamtzim, what you might say is that even if the act itself of mitzamtzim is not an act that is a damaging act, but it's viewed as assisting in that stage of the process, at the stage of the nezek, and you're not simply preparing the mazik to do nezek.
It's not like the nachash case wouldn't be like that also.
This is subtle. I mean, I think, especially if all you're doing is simply provoking, you're sort of focusing his attention on something, you might say, okay, so that's just simply setting the stage, that's putting it on the course, for it to go do its maisa nezek. But once you've done that, you're now removed from the picture. Whereas here, the sun's rays, they're there. The sun is there, the sun's rays are there, its heat is there, right? In a sense, it's almost paradoxical, because it's almost like you're less involved here, but he had no senes. You're not involved, the issue isn't just a preparing the mazik for its ability to go ahead and engage in nezek. The mazik's already here. That actually gives you a different status in terms of the stage at which you're viewed as being involved. Here, You might argue, I'm not saying this is obviously compelling, I'm saying you might say, this is how the Miri understood it, that you're involved in the deliverance of the Nezek upon the Nizok, in this case where specifically you have a son and you're being Mitzamtzeh him, so the Mitzamtzeh is not an act of damaging, as opposed to the first way of looking at it. But it also is not just what we might say about Shisa Nachash, you know, it's not just setting up the Mazik to go ahead and do its own damage. It's a fine line, there's no question about it, but I think maybe the Miri might go with that. So just to summarize the analysis of the Machlokas, whether it's Grama or Garmi, right? So first we saw the some Rishonim hold that it's Grama, like Ra'ad, Tosos, based on Ravacha. So we saw there are two possible accounts of this. The first is that Garmi requires that the Totah be simultaneous with the completion of the Maisa, and here you only have Hezek Lachas Man, right? Because we're assuming that we require the entire Hezek to be simultaneous with the Maisa, and that here the Maisa ends once you're not physically involved. Alternatively, you might say it's Grama, because Garmi requires Hu Atzma Osa Hezek Beguva Davar, and here we don't have that. And the simplest way to say that is, if you assume the Ron and the Meiri's version, that any time you're setting up conditions for something else to do Nezek, it's Grama. And so we would say, here you're merely setting up the conditions for the sun to kill, but your act itself is not a damaging act. It's not a Maisa Mafsid. Those are basically the two ways I think you would understand that it's Grama. Those who think it's Garmi, so I think we've seen that you can offer three different accounts of why that is. The first is to say that the defining feature of Garmi is Bar Yezeka, and that's what you have here. So that's indeed the Ramban in the Kuntres and the Shit L'Ran here. Alternatively, maybe the defining feature is the element of Miad Yut, the simultaneity of the Nezek, of the Totzah with the act, and here you have that for one of two reasons, either because you only need the Tchilas HaHezek, which is in fact what the Rush says, or you might say because it's considered mikochcha so long as it's restricted, so that it continues up until the moment of death. Or third, in terms of just the different how you understand that this is a garmi or why it's garmi, because if you hold that the defining feature of garmi is osa maisa begufa davar, so you might say that's what you have here. Within the Rush's version, for sure, you can understand that, right? Because you've done an act upon the chevetz, the behema. Even if it's the Ron Meiri's version, so maybe you'll argue that the act isn't simply setting up a situation such that something else can be doing the damage. It's rather Garmi, either because your act of Kfita is defined as a Kfita Hamazika, right? It's considered an act of damage since it comes in the context in which the act actually damages, or because although the actual Nezek is provided or done by something else, the Shemesh, it's considered to be involved somehow, even though it's not providing it, but it's considered to be involved in the Maisa Nezek, and that is sufficient to remove it from the categorization of Grama. Okay, so Adkan, the question of Grama versus Garmi. Now we want to move into a different question, which is the assumption that we have been making until now is that it is a Gram and not a Maisa Hariga Biyadayim. But that we've seen as well is actually not obvious. That's a Machlokas too, right? The Riaz, the Ra'avan, probably the Rambam and the Tur held that it's a Maisa Hariga Biyadayim. Only everybody else, the Ramban, the Rush, the Ran, and others, held that it's Gram. Again, most Rishonim who hold it's Gram hold it's Garmi, but there are some that hold it's Grama. But either way, all these Rishonim agree it's not a Maisa Hariga Biyadayim. So let's analyze that now. So the question obviously here revolves around two different issues. First, what is the distinction in general between a Maisa Hariga Biyadayim and Garmi? And what do we have here with Mitzamtzeh? Where does Mitzamtzeh fit with respect to that? So now, in terms of the distinction, the first issue, the distinction between Maisa Biyadayim and Garmi, it's actually hard to find explicit definitions in Rishonim. Why that is, I don't know. For some Rishonim, you can understand very well, because, let's say the Ramban, for instance, really didn't think there were very many nafkaminas between whether or not something's Maisa Biyadayim or Garmi. I'm not so sure that's obvious, but at least in Ezekiel, he thought that he seems to think that. Otherwise, though, it's a little bit surprising. But either way, what we can do is we can propose a plausible definition, see if it works, and then see where Mitzamtzeh fits with respect to it. So I think we can propose as follows. That a Maisa Biyadayim entails, first, and maybe most critically, it entails a physical act upon the body of the Maman Hanifsar, or the Dabar Hanifal itself. In the most literal terms, not just an exercise of will like the Rushes. Right? Musr wouldn't qualify here. Maradino Shachani would not qualify here. You need a physical act upon the body of the Maman HaNifsad. Second, you would presumably say you need Bar Yezeka, although we'll eventually come back to that as well. And third, you might say you need an immediate result. Right? Both of those criteria you also would presumably require for Maisa Biyadayim, Those latter two probably aren't so pashut, but let's just assume that that's for now. It's actually a few blot later in our parak, we'll get to a case where those might be challenged. But at the very least, we might say that's a good working assumption. So that does explain the cases of garmi, right? Meaning, sorry, shirash shachaveros, so you have a physical act, but it isn't a physical act upon the mamon hanifsad. The mamon hanifsad is the karka. I no longer have access to the karka, not the paper. So that's therefore not considered to be a maisa nezek v'yadayim. Masur, maradina shachani, mechayiv esazakai, all these cases you don't really have a physical act at all. So that seems to work on that in that respect, that maybe this would be the definition of what it is we consider to be a maisa v'yadayim as opposed to gram, even garmi. So using this as the point of departure, we can begin to analyze the machlokes regarding mitzamtzim. So if we assume this definition, I think it's very easy to explain the Riyaz and the Ravan and the Rambam and the Tur. Right? Because what we'll say is that mitzamtzim qualifies as a maisa v'yadayim. Why? Because you have bari zeka. They'll argue you have no time delay here for one of two reasons. Right, and you also have a ma'aseh begufa davar in the most literal physical sense. You don't have to go to the rushes, masur in the ma'aseh gadol mizadir amara the mamon to the masikim. Here you actually have I engage physically with the chayfetz. So therefore, in this case, that's what you have. You have all these three factors. So then that's why it's considered to be a ma'aseh nezek or ma'aseh riga b'yadayim. So those who disagree, right, rov rishonim. And hold that it's only garmi, perhaps even grama. So they could argue one of several different points. The first thing they could argue is that maybe they would say, you know what, I agree with the definition, and I agree with everything you say, except for one point, which is that here you do have a time delay. Is there any of the piskei right here? I'm sorry, not the piskei right. The Rabbeinu Yonah Salam Milunil. Anybody have the Rabbeinu Yonah Salam Milunil? Is it possible to get it on the... no, right?
What's that?
Rabbeinu Yonah Salam Milunil here.
As a separate sefer, or it's in a different sefer?
Where did I see it? I think I saw it in the Kovitz. Somebody's Kovitz.
Regular Kovitz or the Shitas Kalei?
I don't remember. Either way, the Rabbeinu Yonah Salam Milunil, I'll find it at some point. He actually uses Mitzamtzim as his sort of paradigm of a case where, oh, you see, it's Lachas Man, it's still okay. In terms of being defined as a Maisa. In terms of it being Chayav in Ezekiel, rather. What's important for us is just that he thinks that this case of Mitzamtzim clearly involves a time delay. And again, that just comes up if you assume two very simple things. Your Maisa ends at the Kfita, and you need, in order to be charged with a maisa hariga b'dayim, it has to be that there's a neherag, not just that there's some beginning to happen. No, there's actually death at the time of the completion of the maisa. So, if you assume those two things, you end up with the conclusion that maisa of mitzamtim is not a maisa hariga b'dayim, but it's only gram. Now, you can't say that. It's only available to those who didn't believe that this is a necessary condition to being garmi. Right? I mean, if you think that what makes something garmi is the absence of a time delay, then the time delay can't be the reason why it's not a maisa hariga b'yadayim. Right? Because then it wouldn't be just, if you held that it wasn't, there was a time delay here, then it wouldn't just not be a maisa hariga b'yadayim, but also won't be garmi. And even if you don't think that that's what it is, it's quite possible you might say, I mean, you don't think that's what garmi is, that garmi requires that it be simultaneous, but you might just say, I mean, the rush clearly does think it's simultaneous, whether or not he thinks that's a necessary part of garmi, right? Because the Rosh has two alternatives. He has either osa maisa beguva davar plus bar yezeka, or the time factor. He thinks, though, that he clearly does think that there is no time delay here because the totzah begins b'shas ha-maisa, right? Even if he's not going with that as his explanation of why it's garmi, he still clearly assesses this situation to be miyat. So clearly, this is not obvious. To say that there's a time delay here, and therefore that's the reason why it isn't a maisa hariga b'yadayim. More likely, you're going to say one of two things. You might argue that what you have here doesn't qualify for the first point. Namely, it's not a maisa begufa davar. Simply, what you would argue is simply precluding escape is not a maisa in the sense that's required for saying something's a maisa b'yadayim. Right? Merely precluding, what you're doing here is not an act, you're precluding the victim from doing an act. And while that qualifies in the same way that the mice of Apsaktin, or being Mara Dinar, let's say, as doing something oriented towards the Mamana Nisod, right, in the Russian sense of the Maisa Bugufadavar, it doesn't qualify for this sort of higher standard of Maisa Biyadayim. And I think it's possible to understand the Piskei Arid. This is what his explanation of why it isn't a Maisa Biyadayim is. Does anybody have that here? I think he says something like, Kevin Ja Behema Haisa Omedes Beshemesh. Anybody? I think I did give it out in the beginning, right? Is it there? Is it there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to read that point? Where he says something like, Kevin Ja Behema Haisa Omedes Beshemesh. Just the whole line over there.
On Ein Bog?
Yeah. I'm going to, maybe I'll take a look at it. Just, is that right? I may not put it in. I don't think I did. Yeah, no, I do. I do. He says here at the end, but he says clearly he thinks that this is grama. When he says grama, he's saying it. He does distinguish between grama and garmi, but he still uses this as one of the times I said it, but he still calls sometimes garmi grama. So, and the reason I say that is because he holds in the end that da'idin and din the garmi, therefore we do paskin them in the satsim is chayiv. So he clearly doesn't hold that it's grama. And he does hold that other cases of grama are pater. So he says, Vatsimtsim is a gramahu. Why? So why is it gram? Kevin Ja Behema Haisa Omedes Beshemesh, Lahaivia Hu Sham, Ela Shitsimtsima Ve'ichba Sham Shalotelech, Vashemesh Harga. So he adds in another element which we'll get to. So I'm not saying this is for sure what he's saying, but it could be that that's just a Mamela point. The Iker point here is, what did he do? He prevented him from doing something. That's not a Maisa Begufa Davar. Similarly, you might argue that's something like what maybe the Ra'ah has in mind as well. Although again, the Ra'ah was arguing that it should be even grama. But just in terms of his explanation, if it's grama, it's also obviously not a Maisa Biyadayim. So if you look at the Ra'ah, he says the lo klumka avid she'enu miniach lo lelech makom shayasham. Right. So all you've done here is simply prevented somebody from doing something. How? Just by making sure they can't do it. By being mitzamtim him, but that's not really a maisa. It's an exercise of the will in the sense of the Russia's exercise of will, that like Maradina Shulchani is. But it isn't the kind of physical activity that could qualify as maisa hariga biyadayim. I think that's one possibility in terms of what those who hold Rav Yishalom who hold right against the probably the Rambam and the Tur and for sure the Riyaz and the Ravan that this is not a maisa hariga biyadayim. So this is that. Could be what their argument is. Yeah, sure.
Might we just make another category or requirement for a Maisa Biyadayim? Instead of saying that this doesn't meet the Maisa B'Gufan Davar, just say that it's not like a positively oriented action or it's not creative action.
I mean, I think that's sort of what I'm saying now.
Because Maisa B'Gufan Davar suggests that we're talking about dealing physically with the Davar Hanizo.
I think it has to be that you're dealing physically. I think I would definitely add that. Yeah.
Though. Once addressed,
but I think you definitely need that for Maisa
Biyadayim.
I mean, or Kocho. It had to be either Maisa Begufo or Bekocho. Because Rishonim, even when they describe it, I mean, Biyadayim here doesn't just mean, you know, it's a euphemism. I think it really does mean Biyadayim. And what Rishonim said when they were being more precise is Biyadayim, Begufo, or Bekocho. Like the Ra'ah, right? There are us. I don't think I put that even part in. He says the Hefreshika. But in the case of Mazik, Kevin Avigir Misa Lekel Chive. In the case of Ritzicha, rather Lekel Chive Al Geramto Afilo Heichad Avigir Ela BeMazik BeGufo or BeKocho. In BeGufo, there I really do think means he has to physically be engaging with the Davar HaNisod or Kocho. We'll get to Kocho separately, but.
So I'm saying, you can agree to that category.
Right.
I'm just saying that this point doesn't, it's not related to that point.
I think it, so what I would say, okay, you can add it, but I would just say, I would view it as being, because that's sort of what I'm saying here. I mean, here he's physically touching it. He might very well be physically touching it. I'm putting my hands around it. But the point is, it's just not enough as a kind of a maisa. All you're doing there is just precluding it from doing something.
Right.
That's not a maisa.
That's my exact point.
Though. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
yeah. Requirement to physically be involved with the daughter.
Okay, you want to put it that way, right? I would say these things are, you know, that both of these are just, you know, not osa maisa begufa daver. No, those are two elements that you required: the physical contact and also the yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah, you could put it that way also. Yeah. So that's one possibility. Alternatively, I think it's possible that. He disagrees that that's all. These are shown. Disagree that that's all that's necessary for ma'aseh bedayim. You know, you don't just. And it's not the case that anytime you have a ma'aseh begufa davar, plus these other elements of barizeka and the time factor, the absence of any time delay, that's a ma'aseh bedayim. Rather, they require something else. What is that? So I think you might say that in order for it to be defined as a ma'aseh bedayim, it has to be the sole koach hapoel, the koach ha'oseh. Has to be the sole koach ha-horeg, whatever context we're just discussing here, you would just apply that term, right? It has to be the sole koach ha-horeg, the sole koach ha-dochef, whatever it is, in order for you to be viewed as doing it, bi-adayim, it has to be you are the sole koach. It can't be a koach acher, which contributes to the totzah. It can't be something other koach ha-mazik involved. You might say, if koach acher me'urav bo, so then it isn't the ma'aseh bi-adayim. And a potential illustration of this approach relates to a sugya which we'll come to, which is Eishem Shemachitza. Right? There are some Rishonim. It's actually the Ron here. Does anybody have a Ron here? No. The Ron here, when he's discussing, does anybody have the sheet? Yeah. So if you have the Ron, you can just. I actually don't remember any of the words. It's the next off. We'll leave it for now. The Ron, I'll just say, Rashi Prakim very quickly, because it deserves its own analysis, but the Ron says that...
The Ron
in Sanhedrin. It says, Eishem Shemachitzav is a din that is limited to... What did I just say? Eishem Shemachitzav is a din which is limited to Nezikin. And he explains it by reference to the fact that you're chayav for Gram in Nezikin. Not as opposed to which he also has the same thing as the Ra, not with respect to Eishem Shemachitzav, though. It's machos b'eishem shemchitzav, but as far as the distinction between, he thinks that nezek require you can have even goreim. That's why garmi is chayev. Whereas Ritzicha, he thinks that you need a ma'aseh bedayim. But his explanation for that, one of the things he says is therefore that's why he thinks eishem shemchitzav does not actually apply. Is not a category that is relevant for Ritzicha. So in other words, he seems to think that eishem shemchitzav is not a ma'aseh hariga bedayim. What is eishem shemchitzav? What is eish? And I think I mentioned this, right? The characteristic of H, Karen, is right, Kavanas Lahazik or Meshuna, right? The boar is Tchil Sasiyas Lenezek, Shane Varega, okay, etc., etc. H, the Gemara says, the principle which characterizes H and all of its Talada share, all the instances of H share this characteristic is Kachach Murba, right? So, that's where I'm getting the Lashon from, but that's also. The simple way to explain that sheet of the Ron is that, by definition, a Maisa means that you're the only act in town. You're the only game in town here. You're the sole koach hapoel. If you have some other agent that is supplying some koach, which is Misayeyo, which is Mu'urav, so then that's not a Maisa Begufa Dover. Then at best, you're a Gori. Now, I think I'll just mention two additional Rishonim besides that Ron, where this idea might emerge. I think it's possible this is what emerges from the Ravid. The Gemara, it's a little bit of a surprising psak when you first read it, but it's what the Ravid says, right? The Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, speaks of the following case. If I say somebody who's, I'll just read it. Is it, if you guys have it, it's Ayin Amud Beis. So the Gemara in Gittin speaks of, 1 second, Amar, this is Ayin Amud Beis, Tanya. Shachabo Shnaim or Rov Shnaim. Hareze Eno Gola. Okay? So the halacha is that if I. If I shlech somebody, I shecht both simanim, right? The Kana and the Veshet. Or Rov Kana and Rov Veshet. Either way. whatever would be good for a good shechita. So if I do that to a person, so then I'm, if you just had testimony about that, or even if you know more than that, you see that the guy dies eventually, but you're not gola. Why? Ha'it mar'allah, mar bishaya, hoshaya, chashinan, shema ruach bilbalato. Because we're concerned, we have a chashash, perhaps he was somehow, the death was somehow assisted or brought about earlier because of the ruach. Bilbalato rashi, v'ilma ale ha'ruach lo meis. It's hard to believe you would say lo meis bechlal. I think he means you wouldn't have died that moment. Has it, right? Has to be, I think. Inami hukirev es misasu. Or, what else would be, might be choshesh for here? That he himself was actually somehow contributed to his death. Hukirev es misasu, Rashi. Aidesha pirchas, right? He sort of spasmed, you know, that his movements. Venimsa shalohar guze, avamikom magam sof alamus, right? So, in these cases, you would say, choshishin, that you wouldn't be gola because of this. Because who kirivis? Because the ruach is bilbalta. Now, Rov Rishonim say that this halacha is unique to galus. But if you were to do such a thing b'mezid, interestingly, meaning this halacha is a chiddush, right? Sakol, you did something which pretty much is the way the guy could live, right? So you're saying because he maybe jumped around a little bit on the floor, so he's kirivim b'masa, and therefore I'm not considered to be rotzeach now. So the Rov Rishonim think that this is a din which is limited to galus. We'll get to that in a second. But the Ravid in Hilchos Rotzeach v'Shmiras HaNefesh Perek Hei clearly did not assume that. I mean, the Rambam the Ravid doesn't make clear that he's arguing here on the Rambam and Rov Rishonim, but it's clear the implicit it's clear the Ravid just assumed that this case is also Huadin Lemezid. If you were Rotzeach Lemezid in such a case, he'd also be putter. He says, right, the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach v'Shmiras HaNefesh Perek Hei. The Ravid says, the Rambam writes, one second, that Eino Rotzeach b'shkaga golda elim kein meis haneherag miyad. Aval mchavo bo b'shkaga avo b'shamdu l'misa v'chala v'meis eino golda shema hu kerir v'es meisaso m'siz atmo o ruach nechsa b'chabura v'herag tu. And he goes on to quote the Gemara. Assume if it was a hermetically sealed room of some sort. But the Rambam says, so the Rambam expands this that if you're chovel in any way, then if it's not miyad, or we can somehow isolate out these elements of ruach, or we know that for a fact it wasn't pirchas. Unless we can do those things, you're going to be putter from galus. But it's specifically galus. The Rambam doesn't say explicitly otherwise, but Rav Rishonim do. But the Ravid, if you look at what the Ravid says, no. Nimtzel advar of basha amru chov shenosa. This halacha the Ravid here is quoting, actually halacha, but we'll get to, this is a sugya we'll get to in our perek. The sugya of chavisha, where if a person hit somebody and he has to, and it isn't clear at that point whether or not he's going to be amduhu lemisa. So there's halacha that at that point you do chavisha, you're chovish, and you put him in prison essentially, so that until he dies or gets better, in which case you free him. So he says that nimsa according to him, but if he dies in that case, you kill him. The guy's chayiv, the rotzeach is chayiv. It doesn't have to be that he dies immediately. So he says, Nimsa ledvarav masha amru chovshino, so the imai is kalina lei lo amru ela b'makas she'ein b'chabura v'lo mechuvar klal. So the Ravid says, the Rambam here doesn't make sense. According to the Rambam, the only case where you would have this halacha is if there was no chabura, so that we wouldn't be concerned about these factors of the kiriv esmisasa or the ruach nichasa. But that's not true. So his raya assumes, obviously, that this halacha is not a halacha specifically in galus. It's halacha also in mezid. In other words, according to the Ravid, if somebody were to be shochet shnayim b'mezid, and then ruach bilbalto or pirchas v'kirvizm v'sas, so in those cases you'd be putter. Why would you be putter in those cases? So I think it's very likely that you would simply say for the Ravid, it's simply lo meis machmas ma'asav. It's not defined as a meisa hariga b'daim. It's gorim. Why? Because something else contributed. Namely, the Ruach. Or who? Huatzmo. Kirvas Misaso. Now, there's a chiddush here, which is that this is even considered to be a contribution, because l'chora, all you had here was that the Ruach or Huatzmo were just preponing, that's the opposite of postponing, right? We're just bringing earlier the inevitable death. And you could have said that even if they, you know, so that's not, you know, that's not even a contribution of any sort. I did the whole thing. You just, an issue of timing was what was all the Ruach contributed here, or all the Huatzmo contributed here. So that's one Chiddush, but they're assuming that. But apparently, what you see here is, let me make clear, in these cases, for sure, you've satisfied those criteria that we mentioned before. You have a Maisa Begufa Dever. I think Ein Lecha Maisa Begadol Mizet. You took a machete and you cut to Rov Shnayim, or even Kol Shnayim. And you have probably Bar Yezeka, and also, at the very least in the Rashi sense of immediate Totsah, you certainly have that. There's certainly the Nezek has started, or the death has started at this point. So you have all these things, and nonetheless, according to the Ravid, this is not considered to be a Maisa Hariga B'Yadayim. So I think Al Kochena, this is the idea that is being that is emerging from the Ravid, which is that that it can't be that there's another Koach HaPoel, that there's no other, that it can't be there's another Koach which is contributing and have it be considered Maisa Hariga B'Yadayim. Okay, so that's just one example. Another example is from a different context. This I'm not going to read. I'll just mention that the Ravya is a surprising Ravya in Hilchos Shabbos who thinks in Simin Tuf Kuf Samach Zayin, which we'll get to much later on, in a different context, but he thinks that Megalgel, if I'm Megalgel Chavis on Shabbos, or Bol, let's say, on Shabbos, let's say, Rishus HaRabim, right? So Mavir Dal Adam is Rishus HaRabim. So I roll it four Amos. So even if I threw it, I'd be Chayev, right? But he thinks that if I'm Megalgel, I'm not chayiv. Why? Because this is lashon davar mezgagel ein tzarich ma'isa v'koach gamur. Why? Because it's being supported by the floor. So apparently, akidekach, that too is considered to be a siyua or koach nosav, and therefore it's not even considered your ma'isa or koach. Right? Because the floor itself is already supporting it, is somehow involved in the process. So this is not paskin l'alach of this Rebbe. As far as I know, I think if you roll a ball on Shabbos in Birshas Rabban, Arba Amos, you will be Chayev. But the Rav Yeh held it, you won't be Chayev, because it's not even Maisa or Kocho. But again, here too, on all the other accounts of what a Maisa is, you certainly have that. It's certainly a Maisa Beguva Davar. It's also Bari Totsa. The Totsa is Vadai. It's going to move. And also, the Zman is, there's no question, it's happening immediately. So here too you have the I think expression of this idea that in order to be defined as a Maisa B'Yadayim, it has to be that you are the exclusive Oseh, or provider of the Koach. So back to the Mitzamtzeim question. All right, so you could interpret those who hold Mitzamtzeim as Garmi and not Maisa B'Yadayim, right, which is Rov Rishonim, as based on this argument that any time there's another Koach HaMazik involved, responsible for the Totsah, so it's no longer considered Maisa Hariga B'Yadayim. And what they'll say is, even if what you have here is a Kfita Hamazika, and even if the Kfita is really a Maisa, but the sun is also a Mazika, or Mazik. The sun is also contributing here. That's also true. So therefore, Mitzamtzeim is not Maisa B'Yadayim, but at best, Garmi. Right? It's Garmi because it's not Gramak for all the reasons that we've discussed. But it isn't a Maisa B'Yadayim because it isn't the sole Oseh here, the sole Koch, because there's a Koch Acher Mu'urav. All right, so there are two interpretations, therefore, of why Mitzamtzeim is only Garmi and not Maisa B'Yadayim, L'Rov HaRishonim. First is that it's just what you've done here, it doesn't qualify as a Maisa B'Gufa Davar in the active sense, Shua, right? Or the second is that perhaps it does, but the point is that there's another Koach involved, there's a Koach Acher Me'urav, there's some other Koach here, and that, namely the sun, and that already means itself that it isn't a Maisa B'Yadayim. Now, the nafkamina between these two explanations of those who hold that Mitzamtzeim is Gram, why it is, would be, I think, how to understand the din of the Mishnah, when you simply are Dochev Letzol Chamayim. Right? And this goes to the question that I think we discussed before, and particularly Arkir, raised. According to the first explanation, that halacha is simple. Right? The din of the Mishnah is obvious. The only reason mitzamtzim is gram and not a maisa rigi bedaim is because you aren't considered to have performed any real maisa here at all. In the case of the Mishnah, I was doche v'sol chabor. I'm talking about a case where eino yachal alas v'sham, right? The case where you're chayv. So I'm doche v'sol chabor. So or l'sol chayam. So in that case, I'm chayv. And I don't even need a drasha. Why? Because that certainly is a maisa. But according to the second explanation, right, according to of why mitzamtzim is merely gram and not maisa b'dayim, namely because it involves koch acher, so then it's really not as obvious. Why is the din in the Mishnah different? Why doesn't the Mishnah assume this is a dover pasha? You don't even need a drasha to tell me that I'm chayim in this case. But how could that be? After all, is it not true here as well that I'm using another element, that there's mayim involved? Sorry, that there is another koach hamazik here? So I think you can suggest perhaps two different understandings of the chiv in this case, according to this second explanation. The first, you might say, is that in Echinami, this case too is not a maisa rigi bedayim, but rather garmi. And why are you chayiv? Because garmi is chayiv beretzicha. Right? This returns to the question which you raised initially, right? About whether or not garmi is chayiv beretzicha. So you might very well say this is itself is actually a raya. Indeed, this is not a maisa rigi bedayim because the mayim here is certainly no less than the ruach bilbalto, right? But a lot more is involved in being mekarib misaso. So it isn't the maisa rigi bedayim. It's garmi for all the reasons of garmi. And the fact that you're chayiv is simply because you're chayiv for gram ritzicha. Now, if that's the case, though, then you have to also explain, well, why don't we need a drasha, that we always knew, even before the O be'eva, l'rabbis, it's a mitzamtzim, right, we always knew that garmi was chayiv ritzicha. That was never the question. The question was, we had a havmina regarding mitzamtzim. We thought that the Ra was right. We knew garmi is chayiv ritzicha, again, either misvar or some other reason, but we thought that garmi isn't, I'm sorry, mitzamtzim is not garmi, it's just what the Ra says, garma ba'alma. Kamash milano, but eva, the rabbis is a mitzamtzim to tell you that mitzamtzim is garmi. So that's the only reason you needed the drasha, is to teach you that it's garmi, not to tell you that garmi is chayiv, beretzicha, that I didn't need the pasuk for. Therefore, the Mishnah already knew, even without any pasuk, that, presumably, that you're chayiv with regard to dechifa. That's against, not against, but that's different than the way it's been suggesting that we could rebrain a David is saying that the makor for garmi is mitzamtzim, is obe evel arat mitzamtzim, right? If that's true, that wouldn't work so well with this, with the assumption in the Mishnah that seems to be without regard for any drasha of obe eva, you're chayiv for dechifa. So if it's really because it's garmi, and garmi is chayiv ritzicha, so you'd probably also have required the pasuk then. So what we're saying is now is no, that's actually the only drama there was what the status of mitzamtim was, but it's the pasuk that garmi is chayiv ritzicha. So that's one option. Alternatively, perhaps, you might say, even though this case too involves water, the case of the Mishnah, or chama or tzina or whatever it is, it's still considered to be a maisa rigi bedayim, even on this conception of maisa bedayim. Because you might say that regarding mitzamtzim, the fact that you lack a real maisa doesn't itself dictate that it isn't the maisa rigi bedayim. And in that way, it's different from the first approach. The first way we can understand those who hold that it's gram and not maisa bedayim. Again, they held, because it's not really a maisa, so I'll say no. The fact that it doesn't involve a real activity is in itself sufficient to define it as a maisa rigi bedayim. But what it does do is it allows for the activity of the mayim to be defined as a separate, independent actor and agent with its own drama and own activity separate from my own. In other words, it allows it, because I didn't really do anything to sort of take control of the situation, you will say, the mayim's activity here is an independent agent. It's a kolach acher. However, when you're doing an act like pushing into the water, that is actually mitzarif you to the activity of the mayim. The activity of the mayim, which your act precipitated, if it's the case, that you threw him in there, so now that's not really viewed as a kolach acher. It's more viewed as me using that mayim, using that, or that makom sar, or whatever it is, as a tool to kill. So that even if you say kohachem urba, you might say that the chiddush is that you can still sort of usurp, you can still co-opt other kochos, that's still possible to do that, you can wield it, Such that it would be viewed as you're doing it, and you're just sort of, employing this as a method. But that requires that you actually do something that can be considered a real sort of activity. Now, the nafkamina between these two will be these two explanations, right? Right. According to one explanation of this is all within the second approach, that the reason that this is not mitzamtzim isn't that ma'aseh b'yadayim is because it involves a koach acher. So the two explanations of what why you're chay where you push him into the water, either because it's also chay mishum garmi, right? And the only chiddush was that mitzamtzim is also garmi, or because no, that's actually ma'aseh b'yadayim. And that's why you didn't need a pasuk for it, right? In other words, according to this, you could say, in the end, Garmi really is chaya, but I didn't need to know that in order to know this the dochi was chaya, because that's a ma'aseh b'yadayim. The nafkamina could be equivalent pulos in other contexts. And this goes back to Yakir's question. Let's say I throw the shame agabe cheres into the water, right? So am I chaya for mechikas hashem or not? I said then that I didn't know of any makoros dealing explicitly with this. Again, we're talking about here where it takes a while. Let's say it doesn't happen immediately. But eventually, it will get erased, and it already starts immediately. So assuming Garmi is pater from Mechikas Shem, I think it will depend on this. If the case of the Chifa is Chayv Mishum Garmi, right? Why? Because it involves a Koach Acher, so you're very likely to be pater in that case, where you're involving the Mayim. The Mayim is certainly contributing to the Mechika here. If the case of the Chifa is considered Maiser, you can be a Dayim, so I think it's quite possible that you'll be chayev in that case. Again, I don't know if anybody sees anybody. I don't think the Shulchan Aruch talks about it, but I think it's a good question. I think, I'm not sure, but I think you might be chayev according to this, just like the dochev. My feeling is you'll probably see somebody say, oh yeah, for sure you're chayev because, if there's dochev or zicha, just like the case of, the chifa, the tocha mayim. But I think it's a question of, is that so obvious? And I mentioned then, but even if you say though that the case of the chifa is ma'aseh regi b'dayim, I just know now, again, it's not mukhrach. Particularly if you accept the argument that I made then, which is that killing through water might be different than doing other things through water. So you might say, yeah, t'chiva soch ha-mayim, t'soch makum she'en l'chiyas bo, that is a ma'aseh harigi b'dayim, but there's no such equivalent of t'chiva soch makum she'en kiyum l'ksav. You could make that argument. I'm not saying, I'm just saying it's not obvious. You don't have to say that if t'chiva soch ha-mayim is chay mishum retzicha ma'aseh harigi b'dayim, then the chifas ha-cheres with the shame on it into the mayim is also going to be chai mishum mechikas shame. Not sure you have to say that. You guys have to go. Can I finish up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So one last point. Now return to the Gemara Gittin, actually, the case of Shachat Shnayim. I don't have it with me. Does anybody here have a Tosa Rush? Can somebody pull up the Tosa Rush on Gittin Ayin Amid Beis? So assuming that among those who say you're chayav for shachat shnayim, if it's b'mezid, there are two different formulations of why. What's different in mezid versus shogeg? The Tosfos in Gittin, I think it's clearly two different formulations. The Rush and the Tosfos Rush. I don't think I'm just making this up. I'll read it to you. Chayshin and Shema Harupa Bilbalto. This is Tosfos in Gittin. I know in Beis Dibar Maskan Chayshinan. Dafka begalus chayshin in lahanitame. V'mezid olam chayiv. Then Tosa said, well, why would I, what would be the basis for such a chiluk? Shema yesh shum drasha ga begalus, kemashi yesh chiluk ben galus of huluchuve. Okay. So why is it that you be chayiv in galus? What is the chidush in galus? That what? Chayshin. In the case of misa, why are you chayiv? In mezid, why are you chayiv? Lo chayshin. Right? Dafka begos chayshinan lahanitami. Al mezid lo lachayiv. Meaning what? Lo chayshinan. The formulation of the Rush is a little different. Anybody want to? A is a little different, and B, he brings a raya. Anybody want to read it? So first of all, so first of all, he's very clear. It's not that lo chayshinan. Where do you get lo chayshinan from? No. Even if we know for a fact that he was Bovato Ruach, the Rambam, by the way, is not clear on this point. Why it is that Mezid would be different? It seems pretty clear that Mezid is different. Even the Rambam didn't seem to assume that. But he's not clear why. What's different about Mezid? But the Tosos seems to be clear. No, we're just not Choshesh. The Rush is explicit. It's not that we're not Choshesh. Avo Pisha Ruach, we know for a fact that Ruach contributed. He's still Chayev. Go ahead. What's the Raya?
Doesn't
This is a Russian Gittin calling us out here in Sanhedrin, right? What's the raya that such a case can be chayev? Mitzamtzem. So I think there are two ways. So first of all, this first indicates that that chi mitzamtzem b'rtzeach is not an aberration, right? Because we mentioned that it's one possibility is to say that, you know what, it really is, doesn't fit within the parameters, like the rock clearly held, doesn't fit within the parameters of the normal chiyuv ritzich. It's exactly the case of Bahama, right? And that could be for any number of reasons. One way would be say, because you really do need maaser ritzicha b'yadayim, and this is only garmi, right? So it's just an exceptional gezeiros hakatzav. Clearly, the Rosh can't be saying, I think that's true for the Ron. Clearly, the Rosh can't be saying that. Otherwise, right? If we didn't get to the, how do I know that's true for the Ron? We didn't get to that yet. But the Ron in Sanhedrin. But the Rosh clearly isn't assuming that, because if it were, then you would say, well, it's very nice that you have the chi mitzamtim. That's gezeiros hakatzav. We're not talking about mitzamtim here. We're talking about something else. Shalchei shnayim. What does that have to do with anything? So clearly, the Rosh didn't assume that mitzamtim was not an aberration. That it flowed from the normal principles of chivritzicha. That's first of all, and second, how do we understand this Rashi? So I think what's his point? So I think the simplest way to say it is as follows: the Rosh agrees with the Ravid by the definition of ma'aseh b'yadayim versus gram. If koach achar is involved at all, then it's not a ma'aseh b'yadayim. And he also agrees with them that that this case, the case of Bilbo Haruach, is koach achar mu'urbo, is a siyua idei koach achar. Elamai, why does he hold that you're chayiv, nonetheless, in the case of Ritzicha? Right, he agrees, essentially what I've just said is, he agrees that this case is not a Maaseh Rigi B'Dayim. But why are you chayiv anyway? Just like the Ravid held. But why does he hold that you're chayiv? Not because he disagrees about how we view the case, and it's not because of Lo Chai Shinan. That's clear, he's very, you know, we know for a fact that Ruach contributed. Why are you chayiv? Because... But it's Garmi in there. And what?
Garmi is
Chayav. And Garmi is Chayav Yerzicha. That is Garmi, the Ravid could agree to. I think you clearly probably, you know, it's very likely the Ravid will agree to. I don't think it's Mukhrach. But it's very likely the Ravid who says about Ruach will agree here too. This is Garmi. That's not Mukhrach, but it's, actually I wouldn't say very likely. I would just say it's a reasonable supposition. But you have to come up with the second point, which is, and Garmi is Chayav Yerzicha. So therefore, the Rush, and what is the Raya that Garmi's Chayav Ritzicha then? Mitzamtzem. And you might just say, by the way, it's not just the Raya, that's the Makor. Right? The Rush, when he's saying, come Mitzamtzem, he's not just saying, oh, we know. He's saying, that's actually the Makor for, right? This is a Rabbeinu David-esque way of looking at it, that what's the Makor that Mitzamtzem is, that Garmi's Chayav Ritzicha? Mitzamtzem, Ova Eva. So the Rush is saying, no, you're Chayav in this case. Ah, you're going to tell me that if the Ruach contributed... So, it's not a Maaseh Harigi B'Dayim, and the Ruach contributed here. That's true. But you're still chayv for Garmi. Garmi Tzichas chayv if it's Garmi. And that's what you have here. And that's consistent, which we've noted, it's consistent with the Rush here. The Rush who says that these cases are chayv Mishum Garmi. In Nezikin, he's talking about. So, now we're just saying, with regard to Ritzicha, yeah, and Garmi is chayv Ritzicha, and now you can even prove, look, you're going to be chayiv, even though this case, I agree with the Ravi, this case is a case of Gram, you're going to be chayiv. It happens to be, if you could just continue there, he gives a good definition. Well, actually, Gullus requires a Maaseh B'Yadayim, according to this, and the marker for that he suggests is what? So Dabar Acher. Now, what I'm claiming is that could very well be for the Ravi, for the Rush, that's actually the explanation. What it is a Maaseh B'Yadayim. So the Vayapal of Yamos, which the Rush is like darshaning, that means it's specifically the act of Nefila, which is what killed him. As opposed to meaning what? Meaning it's a Maaseh Harigi B'Yadayim. B'Shogeg, but it's Maaseh Harigi B'Yadayim. That's what the Rush is darshaning there. You don't have that in the context of Ritzicha, if he gives it to Beni David, he might even say, Ritzicha Mezid, if he gives it to Beni David, he might even say, you have Obeiva to tell you that you don't require that. But this isn't Mechorach, there's another way to interpret the Rush. The Rush could be saying that this is just a Raya for the Rush, that for Maaseh B'Yadayim, you don't need to be the exclusive Koach HaMazik. It could also be that. The Rush, in other words, the Rush might say, listen, you do need Maaseh Harigi B'Yadayim for Ritzicha. I agree with you, Ravid, on that point. But it's not the case that that anytime you involve, you have the involvement of some other agent, so that automatically makes it a non maisa biyadayim. Beharaya, mitzamtzeim is a maisa biyadayim, but it's not exclusively. I'm sorry, even though it's not exclusively, you're not the exclusive koach mazik. It's just that I think works less well with the Rashir. I mean, the Rashir is clearly mechayim mishum garmi. So I think what you have to say then for that is just to say that no, the Rashir doesn't mean they're mechayim mishum garmi. What he's saying is it's not less than garmi. I mean, it is sort of meduyak with the Rashir here. He just says that you can't paskin that he's putter in Benizikin in these cases because after all, just look at all the garmi factors that I mentioned. It's certainly garmi. So you could argue no, the Rush will say this is a maisa biyadayim. He's just saying it's certainly not less. There's no way you can say less than garmi. But I think the more compelling way is to look at it. No, the Rush is saying it's garmi, and it's actually now the raya that garmi is chayv ritzicha. This case, he agrees with the ravid that it's garmi. And by the way, he agrees. Tosas also clearly assumes this that it would be gram. Tosas' point is just bo chayshina shem bilbolat ruach. The Rush who's saying it's something like Hayashina, we know for a fact it contributed, we're still not going to be mechayvim. So according to what I'm saying is he's agreeing that that's not a maaser regiv yadayim, but it is gram and garmin's chayv ritzicha. Now just one final point, which is what is the Riaz and Rabban's response to this? So I think the simple thing to say is they just reject this as a criterion as being involved in defining a maaser yadayim. And what we'll say is you don't need to be the exclusive Koach HaMazik. As long as you have the Osa Maisa, active Maisa, Begufa Davar, and Bar Yezeka, and Vada, and there's some sort of immediate Totsah, so that's considered Maisa Beidayim, even if you have some other element which is involved. That's, I think, the simplest thing to say. We'll see over the course of the Parak, there's some Nakaminas, other cases where we'll come back to this. Alternatively, maybe they could even accept this. They will say, you know what, you're right, you can't have a Koach HaMazik Acher. But and maybe you might even say maybe they'll even agree with the Ravid regarding Bilbul Haruach. I don't know if they do or not. I'll have to check it up. And the Riaz in Gittin. That maybe Bilbul Haruach also your putter b'mezid. Actually, I think I'm pretty sure I looked pretty long and hard for this Ravid to see. I wanted to see if there's a sheet that held that it was putter b'mezid. And the Ravid I think is the only thing I turned up was the Ravid. But I'll have to look at the Riaz. I don't think I looked at the Riaz. But maybe the Riaz, the Ravan will agree Bilbul Haruach is putter be miritzicha, but what he'll say is that here you are the exclusive koach hamazik, and that will be using the svara that we've mentioned, which is that you're viewed as sort of incorporating the sun here as part of your maisa. In other words, you're using this dangerous element as a tool in your repertoire. It's your method of killing him is through the exposure to the sun. So just like throwing someone into the fire is, let's say, chayv kuliyama, as a maisa biyadayim, because it's kli biyadcha, so too, where you simply are ma'akiv him from getting out of the water, you're using the water as a kli biyadcha, so that also is not viewed as being a koach acher. Mashenkin, you might say, that the case of Bilbul, right? The case of Bilbul, you're not, employing the ruach after your act to kill. You didn't act, it didn't do it. The guy was still alive. The Ruach came along and killed him. Or who cares if you're that's not your employing it. So actually, that's worse, in a sense, on this criterion of is there a Koach Acher involved or not, almost paradoxically, or not paradoxically, but counterintuitively, for sure, the case of, where he's squirming around and makes it happen a little sooner, his death, that actually is viewed as Koach Acher Murabo in a way in which, according to the Riaz and the Rivan, Mitzamtim is not. Because Mitzamtim, you're in charge of the situation here, you're and viewed as asserting control over the elements and using them to as a method of killing, they're not, and that would be the Nakamina, whether or not you're chayv. Okay, so Ad Kan, the question of... summarize? No, I'll summarize it for next time. Okay, so that's the issue of the status classification of Mitzamtzim, the act of Mitzamtzim, and the next topic will be and Yisod Chiva, both Ratzeach and Ezekiel. The next topic will be Sof Chamalava. So I'll send out the Mekoros. Yeah, I'll send out the Mekoros to everybody. And everybody should have a Gemar Chasima Tova. And
guys, we're going to make a doodle thing. You know, for everybody interested in the Tavura. One every time get the most votes, we're just going to do the Tavura.
Yeah, this is, I mean, now.